Good afternoon, this is Monika Kobyńska, ING Bank Śląski. May I know who is online except from Michał? My God.
Hi, Monika, this is Valentina.
Hi, Valentina. I was waiting for you. Somebody else?
Sorry?
Is there anyone else except you and Michał?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Dzień dobry, Magda Posadze z redakcji PAP Market Insider.
Aha, PAP Market Insider, okej. Okay, so we have fund except for ING Bank Śląski, so I think that we can start. Mr. Mirosław Boda, our CFO, is present and he's ready to present briefly our main achievements in 2012, as well answer all the questions.
If you don't mind, can we start some Q&As, or you prefer to go through some presentation?
I am okay with Q&A.
Yeah, it's fine for me too.
Super. That's what I prefer to.
All right. So maybe I will start. Michał Konarski, Wudenko. Right. So maybe I will start just from the top line, from net interest margin. We saw a pretty steep decline in the fourth quarter of 2012. Given that the bank will be operating in 2013 in lower rate environment, I was just wondering what margin pressure should we expect this year? And if you could clarify if you are talking about year-on-year changes, or from 4Q level? Thank you.
To be honest, I slightly do not follow. What do you mean? Should I assess impact of the low rates on 2013? Or?
Yes, I'm just wondering what would be the margin pressure? What are your expectations regarding margin pressure in 2013?
You know, that's quite simple. There will be the significant margin pressure. Very easily you may calculate impact of every bank on just calculating current deposits multiplying by the assumed interest rate drop, and that will be lost, that will be difficult to compensate, especially if the rates will go down so quickly as it is assumed right now. In our macro assumptions we have assumed the drop on the up to the level of 3% in July this year, so rather significant.
Mm-hmm.
How it will be compensated by banks? I think there are most probably the new sale will be with higher margin, as well as the banks will try to compensate from other fees and commission activities, maybe just increasing some fees or introduction of some new products or cross-sell of the products to the clients.
Okay. All right. And in terms of the lending volumes, what would you expect? There was a pretty... there was a decline of corporate loans in the fourth quarter. Should we have any read-through from it for 2013 or...
But I can refer to our macroeconomic assumptions, and we have assumed that the lending for corporate will grow by something by the 1%, so it will more or less flat. And the sell and lending for the retail, for the unsecured lending, will slightly drop. And the sale of the mortgages for the next year, for this year, will be on the level of 30 billion zloty. So 1%, 30 billion. It's rather, I think, cautious assumptions. However, of course, it does not mean too much. We would like still continue with our strategy of the growing volumes, on both sides, I mean the retail and corporate, retail mainly cash loans, to some extent mortgages as well. On the corporate, mainly the leasing and the factoring products.
I presume that you are targeting to improve your market share in lending in.
Yes, we would like to continue the growth from 2012. If you look into the figure, our growth of lending, even excluding the consolidation of the leasing and the factoring company, was on the level of 12%, while for the market it was 1%, so we grew our lending books significantly faster than the market. The same was, to be honest, on the deposit side, when our retail deposit grew by the 12%, and this is 1.5 times market, and the special deposit on the for the corporate grew in our company by 5%, while on market it remained flat. So we are growing our volume slightly independently from the situation on the market. That's the same as relates to the cash loans that we are slightly focused right now on. We increased our sell year-on-year by 25%, selling 2012, 1.5 billion versus 1.2 in 2011.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from me for now.
Any other issues?
With regards to this is Valentina, from Bank of America. With regards to the net interest margin, can you please explain a little bit the dynamics that we saw this quarter? Was there any accounting changes? Because when I'm looking at the yield on loans, it has increased substantially. On the other side, yield on the securities portfolio has fallen, and you have grown your securities portfolio quite substantially in the fourth quarter. Perhaps this had some sort of an effect on net interest margins as well, but I was just wondering about the other dynamics in the fourth quarter in particular.
But that's main, let's say, issue that the interest income on lending will shrink in fourth quarter 2012, because the lending is based on the market rates, 1 month up to 6 months. For the corporate portfolio, that's almost everything is on the one month WIBOR. So if the rates are dropping, that's immediately offset into the rates on the lending. While on the deposit side, the prices for clients remains more or less unchanged. And that's the situation. So, and of course, this additional 3 billion of deposit we acquired throughout in the fourth quarter was invested into the bonds that has quite low rate right now. So that's the situation. We have increased our deposit volume we paid for, and on the same time our lending book repriced because of the drop of the market rate, and these additional volumes were invested into the bonds that are, you know, low rate anyway right now. Of course, the good side of the story is that we have significant space for the growth of the lending. And if we assume that the situation on the market is stable and we can safely increase our lending volumes with a nice margin, I think we will do.
Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot for that. And perhaps a little bit on the asset quality side, and with regards to any guidance for the next year that you have for us, or if you don't provide this guidance.
Asset quality side, that's our strong side. I think I'm very proud of the situation. You may see on the slide number 31. It shows that our reaction to the trouble on the market were much faster than the market. And already in Q2, we have reclassified all the NPLs and increased our risk provisions for this. And now we see that in the fourth quarter, especially for the corporate portfolio, the NPL for the market increased from the 7.9 to 8.1, Like for us, it's dropped from 5.2 to 4.7, and that's mainly result of the cautious policy of exiting from the potentially dangerous cases. And overall, the NPL portfolio for the corporate dropped by the 150 million, including some significant one-off repayment from one big chemical company. About 2013, I think, as we said today during the meetings with the analysts and journalists, the risk was on the level 80 basic points. That's the level I think we should not exceed 2013.
80 basis points, is that what you said?
80
Sorry.
Basic points plus minus, you know, that's because we had 81 in 2012, so I would say that the I do not see the reason why the risk of 2013 should be higher than 2012.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And perhaps one last question on my side on dividend. What should we expect with regards to dividend payout ratio from this year's profit? Do you plan to pay dividends or?
As we informed during the meetings as well, due to the regulatory constraints, we will withdraw from the dividend payment this year. I mean, from the from the prior year.
Yeah, so no dividend from 2012. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so it's Michał Konarski again here from Wood. Actually, I've got one more question regarding costs. The cost to income ratio is around 58%.
57.
Okay, 57, right. Do you see any space to bring it down in 2013? How the cost growth will look like in any growth or flattish costs or?
I think that the inflation drop on the year end and to the level of 2.4, so definitely should be far slower growth of cost. But I think that the issue is more in 2013 with the revenue than the cost.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course in theory, they always reduce then the number of the branches, the number of staff, but I do not think that's the issue because the low interest rate environment, we needed far higher volumes than we have right now. So it's more that we have to intensify our selling to increase volumes quickly and significantly than to reduce the cost. And so unfortunately, I think that the may not improve 2013. Definitely the pressure will be on the revenue side.
All right, to reiterate, so you are expecting something like inflationary increase of costs?
Inflationary increase on cost and the tough fight for the revenue. I mean, the big impact on the rate cut on the revenue side, that if it will be dropped up to the level of 3%, so 175 basic points within the three quarters will be difficult to compensate in a year.
Mm-hmm. All right. And regarding net fee income, actually, if you are talking about the revenues, do you see after actually it performed nicely in 4Q some kind of rebound and any more optimism for 2013, even though that there is interchange fee cut?
I think there are some different drivers, you know, impacting this position into our P&L. Of course, one of them is the lowering of the rates because of the lowering the revenue because of exchange fee. And there's something like the 40%. But of course, to some extent, we believe it will be compensated by some new product services offered by the bank as well as the increase of the currency.
Mm-hmm. All right. So overall, we should expect, I guess, some bottom line drop, net earnings drop in 2013 because some of the management of the Polish bank says that they are expecting flat net income in 2014 or even increase. So what's your view on the bottom line overall?
I can talk only about the sector as a total. I think sector as a total may face even shrinking revenue or some flat revenue with slightly increased cost, and on top of this it may be some higher risk cost for those who are into some more risky products. So in reality that will be very tough year for the banking sector in Poland.
All right. And do you think that there will be introduced this new cautionary payment this year, or it will be skipped for this year and introduced in 2014?
Somewhere on the end of 2012 it looks it will be skipped, but then suddenly on the first meeting on the 2013 the government approved this proposal. So to be honest, I don't know. We assume it will be introduced maybe later. But it does not matter because the fee will be annual anyway. This is at least what I understand from the information.
Sorry, what did you say about the amount of the contribution? This is the bailout fund contribution we are talking about.
Yes, and what I've said that even if it will be introduced in the second half of the year,
yeah,
as far as I understand this, information, this will be the full annual impact, so it will be just calculated backwards slightly, we may say, but as an annual fee for 2012. 13. 2012. So even if it will be in December, in theory, we will have to pay the full amount.
Yes.
I see. Okay. And any update on the way that this will be calculated? Because it was up, as far as I remember, it was up to 20 basis points, but are there any further developments with regards to the basis points that will be charged versus risk-weighted assets?
No. I'm not aware of any.
This
changes.
Is a decision of the BFG Fund Council. This is just a decision.
No, but that's the new regulation. And
yes, the new regulations enables to increase by 20 basis points. Yes, but the actual amount will be decided by BFG Council.
So overall, they still can skip, yes, increasing this payment this year.
They can skip. They can increase by 10, by 5 basis
yeah.
points, by 20, depending on the situation.
Any other issues?
No.
So, if there are no other questions, I think that we can finish our short call. Yes?
Yes, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.